to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program here on a beautiful Monday morning. I don't care what the weather is doing outside. If Jesus is the Lord of your life, it is a beautiful day. He's the one that made this day. He made it so that you and I could rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to this wonderful Monday morning. We want to say thank you today to the folks at Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. And if you have any electrical issues or AC issues, heating issues, if maybe you've had a company in the past and you didn't care for their service, or maybe you had a company in the past and they weren't treating you as well as you would have liked, or maybe they went out of business, give the folks at Wyrick Air Heat and Electric a phone call. They have been around for decades and decades and have lots and lots of experience. They love Jesus. They are experts at what they do, and they can get you fixed up. They will treat you well. And tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, and that would be a blessing to us. Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, 321-632-9538. And again, tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. That would be greatly appreciated. So I'm going to deviate a little bit from our concept that we have been talking about here on the radio about how the Lord leads us. Still going to be dealing with that passage from the Lord's Prayer, "Lead us not into temptation." We're still going to be dealing with leadership, but today I want to talk to you about some other things that are vying for the role of leader in our lives. And so we're going to focus on the negative here for a little bit of time, because none of these things that we're going to be talking about today lead you to a place that you want to go. God wants to lead you to life. Some of these things lead you to death, and so we're going to look at those today. There's I think 13, 14, 15 of them, something like that. If we're discussing any of these things and the Holy Spirit says, you know what, that's a problem in your life, the good news is with just one prayer, you can dethrone that leader and enthrone God as the leader of your life. And so a lot of times what we find is that there are people who are in the church, people who, have prayed the sinner's prayer, but they've still got these other issues going on in their life, and the end result of that isn't good. So let's take a look, first of all, at Proverbs chapter 2. And we're going to begin reading at verse number 10, Proverbs chapter 2, verse number 10, and we're going to read down through verse number 22. By the way, my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. The Refresh radio program is a ministry brought to you by the saints at Merritt Assembly of God and a few other people who make donations. That list is not a long list. But we are very, very thankful for everybody who does contribute to the Refresh radio program. It is it really does help us, because this is a cost negative it's an expense. It's an investment in our community. But if you think that this is making us rich, you would be mistaken. You are being mistaken. So we do want to say thank you to all those who send in donations, whether it's on a regular basis, on an interim basis, so once a year or once a decade donation. Whatever you do is greatly, greatly appreciated because it allows us to stay on the air here. Proverbs chapter 2, verse number 10. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil. For the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths, to deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death and her paths to the dead. None who go to her return, nor do they regain the paths of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness, for the upright will dwell in the land, and the blameless will remain in it, but the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. So, first of all, let me say this, that it is not just keep yourself from the seductress, but from man, woman, whatever it might be that tries to entice you away from the ways of righteousness, tries to entice you away from the lifestyle of faithfulness, and tries to get you to believe that your sexual pleasure is more important than anything else in your life. It's more if anyone is trying to get you to believe that a moment of sexual pleasure is greater than a lifetime of peace, a lifetime of blessing, a lifetime of health, you are going to find that that person is trying to lead you astray. There's something in it for them that is going to come at your expense. And so here Solomon is addressing, and he talks about how wisdom enters your heart and it is there to preserve you. It is there to keep you. It talks about to deliver you from the way of evil men who speak perverse things and who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. Where God is interested in leading us to light, the devil is interested in leading you into a lifestyle of darkness. These people rejoice in doing evil. They delight in perversity. Their ways are crooked, their paths are devious. And it says that the wisdom that has entered into your heart is there to deliver you from the immoral woman. And again, you know, if you're a woman, that could be an immoral man. We live in a time of great immorality. Immorality is very much in the news right now. Okay? It was just a couple of weeks ago where, you know, very famous people were being caught up in participants in sex trafficking. They might not have been leading the sex trafficking, but they were clientele of the sex trafficking. And as a result of that, there were people who were in bondage because these people were in bondage and they didn't even know it. Okay? That is not the way that God intended. Listen, it's not the way intended for God, that God intended for those people to make a living. And it's not intended, God's intended way for people to oppress other people. And it is not the way that God intended for people to be empowering all of that to happen. immorality is not a victimless sin. There is an entire graveyard filled with people who have fallen prey to the many faceted approach that the devil uses to try and seduce people into compromising a life of immorality. Okay, so we live in a day and time where people are constantly bombarded with it in their vision field, where television programs continue to press the bounds farther and farther. There was an article in Charisma magazine here a couple of weeks ago where there are traps built in to certain apps on people's phones and things like that. And when they type in something that may be completely and totally innocent, all of a sudden they find themselves bombarded with all sorts of pornography and things like that to try and seduce people into a lower quality of life than what God intended for them to live. The devil would try and get you to believe that more is better, and I will tell you that covenant is better. Every study that they have ever done finds that people who are in a committed, monogamous, marital relationship, that they are the ones that have the greatest amount of happiness and joy, especially in this area of their life. Where the world portrays exactly the opposite, there's a lot of heartache, there's a lot of bitterness, there's a lot of misery, there's a lot of depression, and there's a lot of suicide as a result of that. And so I don't know about you, but it brings me great joy when I hear about couples who lived as husband and wife for 50 or 60 or 70 years. There was one recently that the couple had lived together as husband and wife for 70 years or 71 years. And as long as it was humanly possible, they were inseparable. What a testimony. What a testimony. And I think they ended up dying one day apart, that the wife had been sick and the husband got to where he was ill as well. And the day that his wife died, the son walked in and said, "Dad, it's okay. Mom has passed away. It's okay for you to go ahead and go be with her." That's a testimony that people who are enticed by seduction will never, ever experience. And I will tell you that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The foundation of God is where all of this begins. God doesn't want you being led astray by your carnal desires. Look at, it says, to deliver you from the immoral woman. And again, that could be gender neutral there in our day and time. From the person who flatters with their words, a smooth talker. Listen, anybody who is that persuasive with their words, be very careful. Be very careful. Guard your heart. That's something that you will see very, very, very is very, very important, is to guard your heart. Who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. Listen, that happens on both sides, male, female, where they forget the covenant, they get enticed by other things, they start focusing on minor things and ignoring the major things. And it says here, for her house, that house, leads down to death, and her paths to the dead. None who go to her return, nor do they regain the paths of life. Okay? And so being led by your carnal sexual desires is a death style, not a lifestyle. And I'm going to say this. I've heard so many people say, well, you know, the secret to having a great marriage is having a great sex life. No, that's not it. That's not it at all. You know, sex is God's gift to husbands and wives. And the devil tries to corrupt that to bring destruction. Listen, he moved in Cain to kill Abel because it was destructive. It was destructive to Abel, but it was also destructive to Cain. He moved with deception in Eve, and it led to destruction of the atmosphere that they lived in. Listen, when David caved into this area of life, it not only wreaked devastation on his household, but on Bathsheba's household. Her husband ended up being murdered because of that. It led to an uprising and a rebellion against David's sovereignty. David's kids became entangled in all of this mess. And so you and I, we need to provide leadership in this area to stay pure and chaste in our covenant relationships, because if we give in to the other side, if we ignore our spirituality and focus on our carnality, it is going to lead to a very miserable end for all those involved. And I will tell you this, that if you have ever been involved in those things, if you are a living testimony of what misery and pain and suffering unfaithfulness can bring into your life, I do have good news for you, and that is this, that God is able to forgive and God is able to restore. It doesn't matter from what type of immorality you came from. Paul wrote, such were some of you. He was writing to believers who had been called out of that sexual immorality, who had been transformed off of a path that was leading them to death, and they'd been placed on the paths of righteousness. So it's a great, great thing. Verse number 20 says that the reason of that is so you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness, for the upright will dwell in the land and the blameless will remain in it. That, in other words, God says, I want you to not be led astray by the seductress or the flatterer, the person who is trying to seduce you, because they're going to lead you to death, and they're trying to deprive you of the lifestyle of goodness, the paths of righteousness, which the Psalm 23rd Psalm says, for his name's sake. It's trying to prevent you from dwelling in the land and remaining blameless in it. Now, there's one more passage that talks about this. It's in the minor prophet, Hosea. Hosea was a prophet. He ended up, because Israel had been unfaithful, God had instructed him to go and marry an unfaithful woman, and she was unfaithful before, she was unfaithful after they had kids. She was enticed by all of the things that her lovers could provide, the oil and the wine, and she didn't even realize that all of those blessings came from God, not from the things that were being provided by the people she was being unfaithful with. And what happened was, as soon as one person thought that she was no longer valuable to them, you know, she thought that they couldn't live without her, and they discovered that at one point in time they were sick and tired of having her around, and so they would send her on down the road to someone else and to someone else and someone else. And there, finally, she ended up on the auction block. Somebody was trying, she had ended up in captivity. Her name was Gomer. And Hosea was the one that went down and bought her off of the auction block and said, I'm calling you back into the way of life that you once had, and that is into a covenant relationship with me. I'm not like those other relationships that you had. I don't want you calling me your master. I want you calling me your husband. And all of that was a picture of God's great relationship for the nation of Israel. Let me take you to Hosea chapter 5 here towards the end of the program today. And verse number 1. Hear this, O priest, take heed, O house of Israel. Give ear, O house of the king. For yours is the judgment, because you have been a snare to Mizpah and a net spread on Tabor. The revolters are deeply involved in slaughter, though I rebuke them all. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hidden from me. For now, O Ephraim, listen to this, you commit harlotry. Israel is defiled. They do not direct their deeds toward turning to their God, for the spirit of harlotry is in their midst, and they do not know the Lord. The pride of Israel testifies to his face. Therefore, Israel and Ephraim stumble in their iniquity. Judah also stumbles with them. So what we find here is that Hosea, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, is writing to the nation of Israel, and he is telling them that they are committing harlotry. Harlotry is just another word for prostitution. Prostitution is not just something that happens in a physical sense. It happens in a spiritual sense as well. It's a spiritual problem that manifests in the actions of people. Spiritual harlotry, spiritual prostitution is when people run after other gods. They break their covenant with God to run after other things. Sometimes people run after money. Sometimes people run after other relationships. Sometimes they run after other jobs. They run after other things. They chase fantasies. And, I saw something here recently, this goes back to what we talked about earlier with the sex trafficking. And one of the presidential candidates that is running said that, well, what we really need to do is we need to decriminalize that type of activity. And it's like, that's exactly the wrong thing to do. Because look at verse number 4. It says, they do not direct their deeds toward turning to their God, for the spirit of harlotry is in their midst. What that means is, where this spirit of prostitution is, where the spirit of harlotry is, that it actually, this spirit prevents people from repenting and turning to God. They don't realize how lethal the situation is. This spirit of harlotry, we saw in Proverbs, its ultimate goal is to lead to death. Now listen, I'm not just speaking theoretically here. There's a person that I grew up with that I knew at some point in time. They moved away and I lost contact with them, but they ended up getting involved in this type of lifestyle. And it wasn't long after we had graduated high school that I heard that this person had died, that they had been murdered. And it all had to do with the lifestyle that they were involved in. I know that Hollywood puts glamour on it, but God pulls away all of the veneer and all of the deception to let you know that it is a horrible lifestyle. I do know that God is able to set free from this type of bondage. The Holy Spirit is still able to reach into that situation and bring you out and establish you in the type of relationship that God's always wanted you to be in. That I know that because I know people who've done that. I know that because there are ministries around the nation of people who have been called out of that and been equipped with the spirit of holiness. There have been people who've been called out of pornography, and now they're preaching and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not here to preach a message of condemnation. I'm here to preach a message of hope today. I'm here to preach a cautionary message that says if you're involved in that, whether you're young or whether you are old, it is not just the young that get involved in that. Some of the people who made headlines recently, they aren't young, they're not poor, it's not an economic problem, it's a spiritual problem. God wants us walking in holiness because the seduction to get involved in immorality and this spirit of prostitution, spirit of harlotry, it prevents from repentance. And the ultimate thing is it prevents you from knowing the goodness of God. I was having a conversation recently with someone, and they were talking about their past. And specifically, it was talking about a relationship from the past that had not been a healthy relationship. And because of that unhealthy relationship, they had a real difficult time viewing God in with that title, whether it was a father, whether it was a husband. They struggled with understanding the goodness of God because of the horrible example that had been set before them. I want you to know today that I'm a horrible artist. I can't even draw good stick people. But the fact that I'm a horrible artist does not invalidate the reality that there is a master artist, a master craftsman, a sculptor or a painter that is able to paint a masterpiece. If I can just close this radio program today by telling you this, if you've had a painful experience, a miserable experience, maybe you've been down this road of broken relationships and compromised spiritual, physical integrity, God's there. He's able to restore, and he can make a masterpiece out of your mess because he did it. He's done it before. He'll do it again. He did it in my life. He'll do it in your life. God is a master craftsman. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
You are God in heaven, and here am I on earth. So I'll let my words be few. Jesus, I am so in love with you. And I'll stay.